was toting my pack along the dusty
to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. We're going to go back to our, Joshua in Kentucky, this is something that I've been thinking about over the last couple of days. You know that phrase, that very classic phrase, hey, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener? I love that Shiite Muslim. And quite frankly, if more people who have not called in yet want to call in today, that would be the bee's knees for me. So, Joshua, if you've got a few minutes to finish your point, then we're going to go to Angel in Texas. She's been holding quite a while, too.
Okay, thank you, sir. I just want to add that I know and a lot of other people know we're under a new world order for real. That's what it is. And we're pretty screwed about it, you know, if you want to know the blunt truth. And it's just going to keep getting worse. So all I hope and pray for is that, people seek peace and prosperity and happiness as much as they can while we can. And that's all I got to say.
All right, Josh, thanks for your call. And you kind of understand that your position in the community as just a human being endows you with certain responsibilities. You've got the ability to think, you've got the ability to act, and you've got the ability to support those around you. And New World Order doesn't want us to care about each other. So, in essence, we're not encouraged to, and we try to retreat inwards, and it's the opposite thing we should do. Angel, in Texas, you're on the air.
Many blessings, Vinny. Anyway, first time caller. What's that?
I said, no Shiite Muslim.
That's the Shiite, man, for real.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to tell you, man, I love the show. Actually, the whole network, the AFR, has played a pretty big part. I caught y'all like pretty much when y'all launched. And all the shows have been a big part of my education to the reality of what we're living in. I've always had an intuition, a feeling that something just wasn't quite right, you know. But I wasn't educated enough to know what it was. I love your show, man. You know, it's hard. You're grinding every day, daily. I just wanted to call in to be the voice of. Well, I want to thank you for your voice, but I want to tell you, man, you got to take care of yourself, Vinny. Take care of yourself.
And you're at the tip of the studio. I was just telling the studio, man, I'm definitely going to need to take a week off in the very near future. It's like, when you accomplish a big project, right, and you've been busting your hump on it for a long time, and it's finished, but you don't get any downtime afterwards. That's kind of what the elections are, because you've got to keep reporting the news and interviewing guests daily, and there's very little downtime. And now I'm doing stuff on the weekends and all that sort of stuff. I think I might be overburdening myself a little bit, trying to help everybody else, and in so doing, I'm not helping myself.
Exactly. And take that week off, and then when you come back, make one day a week. Make a Vinny day, Make a Vinny day, man. Just kick back, try and just forget about it. Everything, just drop it. Drop it. Do what you want to do, and then come back the day after that, smashing like you always do, man. But for this week, let me give you just a little, I would say try and get yourself some acupuncture, some energy work done. Get your meridian flowing, flowing again. Because that... grinding so hard every day, and then you got like so much burden on your shoulders. It's like you're trying to carry your Atlas. You're trying to carry the world, isn't it? And that's why everybody loves you so much, man. You're the tip of the spear, and there needs to be we need to like duplicate you a thousand times.
Well, Atlas did trick Hercules into holding up the world for him, so he could go off and have some fun. So maybe I should be looking for sit-in hosts. If I take a week off, I don't suddenly have to cancel all the guests. Like I've got guests fully booked out for the month of November as it is. But because of the fact that I'm on so many different networks going on other people's shows and bringing other people from other networks on this shows, it's actually amassed me a quite a Rolodex of really talented and cool people. that I think can kind of sit in for a day or so and host the show in my absence. So, you know, that's probably not too bad an idea. And I've done it before. I think first time I did it, I organized 2 weeks. All right, so 10 shows of 2 hours each with a guest and a guest host. And producing radio can be really intense, right? But that only took me an afternoon because such is my rapport with my guests. You know, I mean, I'm sure you've noticed, Angel, that when guests come on the show, they instantly start to relax really, really quickly and open up and enjoy their time here and have a few laughs and stuff like that, which they don't get anywhere else. So I think it's the uniquity of my style that kind of brings people in and makes them want to keep coming back, because man, this life is so harsh. Even if you don't know about conspiracy, and when you do, it's even worse. All the activists and all those people out there having death threats and having their websites taken down and being banned off YouTube and all of that sort of stuff. Who the hell is offering them a holiday? You know, who the hell is going up to them and saying, hey, dude, here's 2 hours where you can talk about whatever you want, and I'll just sit here and make sure, absolutely sure, that you enjoy yourself. You know, I don't see that happening. These people have real harsh lives, harsher than mine. They do more work than I do.
Right. And really, really, really under the gun, you know, because, you know, it's you're right, though, man. That's what people like about the show, man. It's light, but then it's dead serious. You know, the information is good. It's detrimental to our lives, but you make it digestible.
Well, but again, just like eating lots of red meat, even though it technically is digestible, you put too much into it, you get a blockage at some point. And I think that's what the election has ultimately taught me. Particularly American elections. I think this is actually the first American election that I've covered on radio. And I now understand what all the alternative media and the mainstream media have been complaining about the whole time, about the intensity of covering an American election. For a truther, it's very different because the intensity is on a different level. It's not like I feel really, really overburdened with huge amounts of information that I have to process and all these things that I have to write up about the candidates and what have you. It's not about that at all. It's actually more about the fact of just dealing with the frustration that every single word they say is 8 lies packaged together that you have to deconstruct. So listening to their speech is actually like wasting 16 hours of your life.
you can never
get back.
It's gone, man. It's gone.
I was just getting to this point, man, where I was like, well, frack the election, frack it, you know. Like, I almost was like toying with the idea over the break, bro, just censoring the election, you know. Anybody who brings up the election, calls in, talks about the election, or Obama or Romney, you know, hang up the phone. No, I don't want to deal with it anymore.
You know what? That's not such a bad idea.
Yeah.
You know, because honestly, even people of the who are locked into that left and right, red and blue, you know, they're tired of it. But it's the so-called, that's the American thing to do. That's what you're supposed to do. So we burden ourselves with making a decision. You know,
what's that been going on? You know, how long have people been burdened with this decision, yet the vast majority of Americans don't even want to go out and vote and even make a decision? It's just put in front of them all day to make a decision. And because it's put in front of them, they get all the time and they can't escape from it. They get so annoyed with it that they don't want to participate in it and try to escape from it, but they can't because it's on every channel and every freaking radio studio. Every freaking alternative media, too, is talking about this BS, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all. Not at all. You're right. And that's like the most frustrating part about it. You know? So I think your idea is great. Just ignore it. Spread it through alternative media. Ignore the election. You know?
We can't. Because the alternative media, vast majority of the time, simply takes a mainstream media article, changes a few words around, sexes up the article headline in order to get more hits on Google, just so that they can talk about what everybody else is talking about and salvage what little public moronic attention that they possibly can in order to increase their hits to inform people about stuff that doesn't matter, that they can't freaking change.
And that's the exact reason I stopped listening to Alex Jones over 2 years ago. Because that's all he does is pluck headlines and change around and try to blame somebody else on it. But he's not blaming who we need to be after.
Should we even be blaming anybody? I reckon we should be blaming ourselves for not doing freaking enough. I mean, maybe that's half the reason why I put so much pressure on myself, because it's kind of like, the reason that I knew Obama would be re-elected is the same reason that I knew John Key would be re-elected here in New Zealand, is because they were sent here to destroy the country and they ain't finished yet. The reason why I'm going to keep doing this is because I sent myself here to save the frickin' world, to save people's consciousness and to help people deal with just the day-to-day mundane freaking slave job existence that we've all been suffering under our whole freaking lives, that there is virtually no respite to, you know. And my job ain't done yet. The enemy doesn't take a day off. I mean, Bob Marley one time he was shot, all right, in the arm or something like that, the day before a concert, and he came out on stage to that concert the very next day.
He's still bullet
in his arm and everything. And he says, and he says the bad people don't take a day off, so neither can I.
Right. You know, and that's inspiring. That's inspiring, man. You know, we got to learn something from greats like that, man. You know, because and like what you do, that's what Bob Marley was doing. He was trying to change people themselves, so people could change the world in turn.
Well, so have you ever seen that movie with Will Smith or whatever? He said that Bob Marley said that racism was a disease and that you could cure it, literally cure it, with music.
Right.
And I do a lot of music myself as well, you know, my own songs and my bandmates, stuff like that. I've got to actually start playing some of these songs on the show because they're freaking good. I mean, even if I do say so myself. But it's just like to hear truthers sing and to sing about real songs is similar to hearing a truther on the radio talking about real issues. But it's much more powerful in a way because more emotions come across, more feeling, more power comes across. And I believe this is why so many great musicians who were so at the top of the game, who questioned the Illuminati, who knew what the heck was going on from behind the scenes and everything like that, wind up burning themselves out or fading away. And it's because you put the responsibility all on yourself. But the problem is the problems aren't caused by one person doing it by themselves. The problem are caused by many people doing many things simultaneously with each other. So if it's like taking a non-comparable responsibility level. If it's my responsibility for myself to save the entire world, you know, you're going to fucking die, mate. It's not that you know, they're going to kill you. It's you're going to stress yourself so hard out by trying to accomplish the impossible that you'll freaking die of a gosh dang heart attack. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. No problem. Hey, man, and speaking of Bob Marley, take care of yourself, Vinny. Take care of all yourself, right, brother. Many blessings, man. Thank you for your voice, man.
You're welcome. And just before you go, there's a joke here. There were two stoners playing tennis. You know what the score was?
One love. It was a what?
The score with the tennis match between two stoners was one love.
Uh-huh. One one row.
One love.
One love. One love. I get it now. I get it, man.
One love, one joy.
One love, yeah.
Let's pass it around and we'll feel all right. All right, thank you, Andrew. And we're going to now Russell from Kansas. Russell, you're on the end.
What's up, Vinny?
Apparently not my mood or mindset.
Dude, I can tell, man. It's not cool. This is Josh from Southern California, man. I am following the chat room when I have the tab open. I'm just calling in to tell you, dude, there's no reason to be fucking... Or, sorry. I apologize to your payers. There's no reason to be down, man. There's no reason to be down. There's plenty of good things happening, man. We got the same pool to fight right now. We don't have to switch over to Romney. It would be so annoying to have to switch over to attacking a different person. We already have the same guy. We can keep on going at him. He's committed treasonous acts. People are acting on such things. He's going to be in court pretty soon. So it's not really that bad. You covered the election pretty well, I got to say. But there's really no reason to cover it. Because it's all a farce. It's pointless. We all know it's rigged. Everyone in America knows, unless you're watching Fox or CNN, everyone pretty much knows. So, I guess my point...
Here's the main point encouragement that we can take away from all of this, Josh. Only 18% of Americans turned out to vote. That means...
I saw that.
At a bare minimum, 82% of the people are aware that this election didn't mean a fracking thing. Thanks for your call, Josh. And ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to call in as well, final segment coming up, 218-339-8525 at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.